AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. American Travis Timmerman says he crossed into Syria by foot and is now free after 7 months in detention.
I was imprisoned in a cell by myself, and in the early morning of this Monday, or the Monday of this week, They took a hammer and they broke my door down.
Timmerman appears to have been among thousands of people released from Syria's notorious prisons after rebels reached Damascus over the weekend during the overthrow of President Bashar Assad. President-elect Donald Trump is back in his hometown in another show of his remarkable comeback. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
On Wall Street, the longtime New York businessman rang the New York Stock Exchange's opening bell for the first time, pumping his fist as the crowd chanted,
"Thank you very much, this is an honor."
Both ringing the bell and being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for a second time. The first was after he first won the White House 8 years ago.
I think I like it better this time, actually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says wholesale inflation accelerated last month and a sign some price pressures remain elevated. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says he will step down on inauguration day. It's the biggest single-day act of clemency. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prisons and placed on home confinement during the pandemic, and is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes. There is still little containment of a big wildfire in Malibu, California. Dusty Martin is CAL FIRE Assistant Chief.
The challenging areas for us have been on the west side of the fire. Up in the Malibu Canyon area, it's extremely steep and inaccessible terrain that the fire is in, and we're working on getting firefighters in there to start containing that.
Weather conditions have improved. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting lower on Wall Street following some potentially discouraging data on the economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is on track for its third loss in the last 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 61 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.4% from the record high it set a day earlier. More workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than forecast. Another update showed that inflation at the wholesale level was hotter than expected last month. Adobe sank 12% after issuing weaker-than-expected financial forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Biden administration plans to raise tariffs on solar wafers, polysilicon, and some tungsten products from China to protect U.S. clean energy business. The administration says the tariffs are meant to promote a clean energy economy. Trade friction has been escalating between the U.S. and China. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.